This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to First Take, the Spencer Rattler Show, about to kick off at noon here against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I want to remind folks, Venture Global donating $10 per Saints receiving yard to their Catch for the Coast program. Venture Global innovating to provide low-cost LNG to the world. Their current donation is at $10,000. $10,060, that's the total receiving yards for the Saints this season. Looking at the black and gold, Sam from Gretna calling in on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talking text line. Jeff saying, we're not playing Atlanta or Dallas. Let's give the Bucs fans a warm welcome. They're not the enemy. They're an opponent. We in Louisiana know what they're going through right now with the hurricane. And obviously, yes, the Saints also partnering up, asking for bring any kind of supplies you can, whether it's hygiene or cleaning supplies, to the game and drop it off that's available to send over to Florida. And, you know, like the text mentioned, we know everything they've been going through. Yeah. Been used to that.
Yeah, we'll help them out in the pregame. We will be as empathetic as possible, and then we will make every concerted effort to beat them to a pulp throughout the course of the game. That's how you do it. You
can't. Yeah, no offense.
No offense. This is not a game where I can feel bad for you. The Saints need to win this game. And you know, something that has kind of caught my attention over the last 3 weeks, that you know, there's some variety to it. Like, there's some nuance to it. But the Saints' third down defense has just not been good enough. And it really became apparent last week against the Chiefs. And, we can talk about the red zone defense. And one thing that the Saints have been doing well, they've been getting stops in the red zone. They're number one in the NFL in terms of not allowing touchdowns in the red zone. They've only allowed touchdowns on 25% of the trips into the red zone. For perspective, this was a pretty good red zone defense last year. They allowed about 51%. And that's like kind of middle of the pack. That's like top 10 range is 51%. Saints are at 25% right now. But when you look at the third down defense, and like last week, you could look at the overall numbers and say, oh, there were 6 for 14. That's not terrible, right? You're talking like high 30s, low 40%. But when you look at the situational third downs, they faced 8 third downs in situations where they could have, if they had gotten a stop, forced a punt, right? So 8 of the 14 third down opportunities, 6 of them came in the red zone where they're already in field goal range and they're going to play a little bit more conservatively. 8 of them came outside of that range and they allowed conversions on 6 of them. One of those 2 that you didn't allow a conversion on third down was the second and 34 possession where you actually allowed a conversion on fourth down. So when you look at it, right, you say 7 out of the 8 times in that game that you could have forced a punt, you were unable to do it. And that's how you lose the time of possession by 20 minutes. That's how you face 81 plays to your 51 on offense, right? That's the difference between being gassed at the end of the game and playing your best at the end of the game. You need your defense to show up and make a stop on that final possession. You've been on the field the whole game. So that's a problem. And I asked Joe Woods about it earlier this week, Saints defensive coordinator, and I believe we have that clip queued up.
It's been an issue, something we actually addressed this morning with the whole group. But it's really tackling the quarterback, too many missed tackles. I know there was, we played Philly, we missed a tackle. We took 13 more plays and we would have been off the field. So those plays add up. You know, we might have took 50, 60 extra plays just because we simply missed a tackle. We didn't get the quarterback down. We had him in our grasp. So it's really more of us just finishing in space. And again, we watched several plays today in the meeting on third down.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local pitch hit and run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
That's Joe Wood, Saints defensive coordinator right there.
No, and that's a problem. And, like, you know, we can look at the total points. We can look at this. We can look at that. Like, those body blows throughout the course of a game, and in a close game, those can be the difference, right? That's 3 points in a game that you know, came down to a field goal, right? In the first two weeks, the Saints dominated. And you can look at these overall season numbers, and they're hard to gauge at this point because – you were so dominant in weeks 1 and 2
right.
that even the 3-game losing streak numbers, which had not been good, they don't look as bad in the season long numbers. But weeks 1 and 2, you held opponents to 30% on third down. That is elite. That is top 5 probably in the NFL if you could keep that season long. Over the last 3 weeks, it's been 16 of 39, which is about 41%. Right, and that's you need to split that difference. I need you to be somewhere around 35%, 36%, because you know that's the difference between hey, we got off the field and we forced their defense to work a lot harder than ours, and we kept our defense on the field the entire game, and we're in the fourth quarter and our pass rush doesn't have the teeth that it needs to get Kirk Cousins to the ground in those critical moments, right? And it comes down to a lot of things. And it's not only third down. That's the other thing. It's not just, okay, you need to make that tackle on third down. You need to get this. A lot of times it's second down. Like, you force an incompletion on first down. Second down, you need to get that stop so that you can force a third and long. Instead, you miss a tackle in the backfield, and instead of second and 12, or instead of third and 12, it's third and 7, and it's a much easier scenario, right? And it comes down to missed tackles. It comes down to pressure, not turning into sacks, not ending a play. And so, to me, that's the biggest thing. It's like, you need to get that other offense off the field. You need to see their punter. I need to see punters a lot more than I've seen punters, and not necessarily the Saints punter. I want to see the other team's punter. I'm tired of talking about the Saints punter.
What'll be interesting with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, their run game hasn't been very impressive, and we don't know how well Rashad White's doing this game. He's doubtful, right, that were questionable for this matchup.
Doubtful, which is like in today's NFL, that's basically you're out, right?
Yeah. So you're going to be getting a heavy dose of Bucky Irving. Has done pretty well. I'm looking here, 44 carries, 247 yards, averaging 5.6 a carry. He has just one touchdown on the year, though. Does have a fumble, one that he lost as well. So hopefully Saints can get to him to turn over that football. And other than that, the other – you know, rusher on this team for the Bucs has been Baker Mayfield. And obviously, we don't want to see a quarterback taking off against this team. We know that QBs, mobile QBs, have had success in the past. Even Baker had success in that first meeting against the Saints a year ago.
Yeah, but they did take care of him a lot better in that second matchup.
Right.
So, you know, and what the biggest difference in that second matchup is you were able to generate interior pressure. Right, you were able to kind of collapse the pocket from the middle. Brian Brzee, in particular, had a great game that day. I thought Colin Saunders had a really good day against the Chiefs. Maybe that was kind of that burst of energy of the, you know, the whole Chiefs dynamic of it.
Sure.
But it would be really nice if you could get some bigger performances out of him. Obviously, he missed the first 3 weeks. I think he was kind of working his way back into the flow of things in week 4. I wouldn't say that was his best game. But if you can get some more performances like that out of Colin that you got last week, I actually think this defensive line looks, you know, it's formidable. And you know, I know you gave me grief, but I'm like, Peyton Turner's back. Whoop-de-doo. I think Peyton Turner's been good. I think Peyton Turner has been one of the more effective pass rushers on this team, especially when you work him in with that rotation with Carl and Chase Young. And so, you know, like last week with Peyton Turner out, Cam Jordan got 45 snaps. I wouldn't say he impacted the quarterback all that much.
Right.
But you go back to week 4, and look who it is getting that strip sack against the Falcons deep in Saints territory. Should have been a fumble turnover for the Saints going the other way if you could have just grabbed it. But no, I think he's a guy that, you know, you put him on the field in spot situations and he can make an impact. And you know, you can never have too many players that can affect a game at a particular moment. So I'm hopeful he can get out there. I'm hopeful he can keep impacting the game.
No, obviously I give you grief about Peyton Turner just because of his
a lot.
Yeah, the injury issue has just been brutal. And I was like, okay, great. He made that play last game, and then it was, oh, he's on the injury report.
I get it. But at the same time, like the thing on Peyton is like, okay, he gets hurt, he never plays. But, you know, you guys get hurt throughout the course of a season. You miss a game. I need you to come back. I need you to get back.
No, like, right, for sure.
I'm not going to give guys grief for getting hurt and missing a game or two. I'm going to give guys grief for getting hurt and missing 5, 6, 7, 8 games. right? So it's nice to see him kind of work through an injury and get back, because that's been the biggest issue for him throughout his career. It hasn't been getting on the field and being productive. It has been getting on the field and being able to play.
Talking about guys playing and being productive, I think Marshawn Lattimore has had a pretty darn good season, and I think a lot of teams really aren't even looking his way in these matchups, but obviously a big one today when you had the likes of Mike Evans and Chris Godwin lined up on the other side.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, and I do, you know, you look at Marshawn, and Marshawn's playing well, but I do think part of it is, hey, you know, we have the choice between throwing at Marshawn Lattimore or throwing at Paulson Adebo, and to this point in the season,
right,
teams have seemed a lot more comfortable peppering Paulson Adebo with targets than testing Marshawn at all. And what I'll say for this matchup is I don't think Baker's going to do that. And what we saw last year is Baker is going to throw to Mike Evans. He's going to do it. I don't care who's on him.
Right.
And in week four last year, you know, I would say that's the first time that I can recall watching a game where I felt like Marshawn didn't win that matchup with Mike Evans. He wasn't there in week 17, so we don't necessarily know how Baker would have approached that matchup. But I expect, you know, I think Baker's going to go at him. I don't think Baker's going to be the guy that says, hey, I'm not going to throw to my star receiver because you got your star cornerback on him.
For sure. We can beat you.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is going to be a big week for Marshawn. And, you know, he's typically showed up in these matchups, and he's playing well. So, you know, if he can shut down Mike and force the Bucs to have to change plan, they don't have Trey Palmer today, who played pretty well against the Saints in those two games last year. He had that touchdown right before halftime last year. So, you know, if you can take away Mike Evans with Marshawn and then just figure out something on Chris Godwin, I like their chances. But it's going to come down to that. I need Marshawn to win that matchup.
Yeah, Kate Otten, another weapon they have. That's their tight end. Been a little active. 17 receptions, 148 yards there. No touchdowns on the year for him. We've seen the Saints struggle with some tight ends, except for everyone like you, you like to mention, except for Kyle Pitts.
As long as that tight end is named Kyle Pitts, the Saints are fine against tight ends. Any other tight end matchup they seem to have struggled with, whether it's Cole Kmet, whether it's who's the Lions? The Lions tight end.
Oh, Laporta.
Laporta. TJ Hockenson, right?
Ooh,
it's
right.
Dallas Goedert. Seems like a Travis Kelce. Even Noah Gray, right? Like, it seems like every tight end they face goes off except for Kyle Pitts. I don't know why. It's just a matchup they enjoy. But, no, I mean, that's obviously anytime you go into a matchup, you got to watch that tight end because for whatever reason, the Saints have just struggled to take them away. And maybe that's part of like, hey, we're going to take away the outsides. We're going to force you to operate over the middle. And teams have been executing, right? And so who knows? I mean, the Dallas Goedert game is tough to gauge because, you know, you give up a 61-yard catch and run when three defenders run into each other. You're double-teaming the guy on that play,
right,
and he still gets 61 yards because of a mistake. So, yeah, it's not that they're not trying to take away tight ends. It's just, you know, I think maybe this scheme is a little susceptible to the tight end position.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see this team going up against this Bucs squad. The secondary will definitely be tested. A heck of a lot. I'm just curious to see how the Bucs try to implement their run game because obviously, you know, I don't think a lot of people know who the heck Bucky Irving is.
No, he's a rookie at Oregon, right?
Right.
I say Oregon.
Yeah.
No, and he's been good. He's been good. He put the ball on the ground last week. I think they'd like to force some turnovers, punch the ball
out. We
like
that for sure.
That's something we haven't really seen is forced turnovers, right? Like last week you had the interception, but it was more like, you know, that's not true, right? You call it a forced turnover because Paulson Adebo knocked it away.
Right.
But it wasn't like, you know, you're not seeing those like kind of Peanut Tillman punch outs like you saw in week one with Tyrann Mathieu. You know, even the two Paulson Adebo interceptions, it's more about the quarterback or a receiver slipping and then the ball kind of just finding Paulson Adebo. You know, I need to force turnovers. I need to see this defense getting their hands to the ball. It's something they did more last year throughout the course of the season. And I don't know if you've seen it as much as you want to this year. And in a game where, you know, you're a little under leverage, like you feel like there's a lot going against you in the sense of health, you know, your rookie quarterback, those turnovers, those big, you know, special teams touchdown, right? Like a kick return, a punt return touchdown, those can be the difference in the game. So I'm hoping that we look back on this game tonight and we're like, yeah, we did it. We got those plays. Those plays that went against us in these games that we lost, these close games that we lost, they went for us today.
We mentioned health-wise, no Pete Werner today, but we do expect Willie Gay to be in the mix.
Yeah, and that's a good sign. I'm interested to see how he handles that hand injury. Like, he's probably have a wrap on it of some kind.
I would think so, too,
but
right.
No, it's good to have him back. I think the linebacker position was a problem last week.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.